Well, hard to believe, but Labor Day weekend is almost upon us, so time now for some ideas on ways to spend that extra day. Joining me now is Jim Sullivan, editor of JimSullivanInc.com. Hi there, Jim.
Hey, Megan.
It's good to see you again, Jim. So what's your first pick for us?
First up today is the 11th annual Boston Tattoo Festival at the Back Bay Sheraton here in Boston. And if you go, you'll join probably about 10,000 other people this weekend, and you'll be seeing lots of flesh, lots of ink, and marvel at the intricate body art, some body piercing, probably have a beer or two, listen to some heavy music, and maybe watch the Black Cat Burlesque do their thing.
Actually, it sounds really interesting, and 10,000 people there as well. I mean, the whole idea of body art has become much more mainstream, hasn't it?
Yeah, not just for biker gangs anymore. And actually, 38% of adults 24 to 40 have tattoos in America, and it's a $1.6 billion industry. Some years ago in the 90s, I interviewed Cher when she was going through a period of getting almost all of her tattoos removed. And so I asked her why, and she said, "Tattoos have become to the 90s what big hair was to the 80s, which was a great line. But little did she know this would become what it became.
Yeah, so once you do it, just commit to it, people.
That's right.
You can actually get one, get a tattoo at the festival,
right? Absolutely, yes. You can be a voyeur or a participant. If you get a tattoo, I mean, you can spend about 10 minutes doing it, or you can spend, as some people do, like the whole day, 8 hours. It's going to be like 130 booths where all this will be taking place. It's quite a trip. I've been to one of these. It's a lot of fun.
So that's the 11th annual Boston Tattoo Festival at the Sheraton Hotel in Back Bay. Jim, what's your next pick?
My next pick is a little dark. It's a film called Oslo, August 31. By sheer coincidence, August 31 is the day it opens at the Museum of Fine Arts. And Oslo is sort of like Trainspotting, but without the black humor and the camaraderie and the Scottish accents. It's set in Oslo, of course, and it's about a man named Anders, who is interviewing for an internship at a magazine. For the past 5 years, he's been a heroin addict, and most recently he's been in rehab. He's let out for this interview, and it's about this one day in his life. And the film itself has a lot to do with the numbness that descends upon a recovering addict in his battle with suicidal thoughts.
Well, we have a clip here of a New York Times interview with director Joachim Trier, and here's what he said about creating the character of Anders and making him a relatable person.
And I'm interested in getting very, very close to someone and kind of stretching the empathy of the audience so that they will have to identify or follow a journey with a character that might not be themselves, but that somehow carries a particular kind of loneliness to him.
So the film is called Oslo, August 31, and it's screening at the Museum of Fine Arts through Monday. And then it just opened at the Somerville Theater too, right?
Yes, it opened yesterday at the Somerville Theater, and it runs through next Thursday there.
Well, we've got time for one more pick, Jim, so what is it?
Well, a little lighter, a little sunnier kind of thing. It's going to be a Berklee jazz saxophonist. Her name is Lihi Haruvi, and she's playing a free concert out in the Boston Harbor on Spectacle Island. It's the last of the Berklee Jazz on Spectacle series this summer. It's Sunday at 1 o'clock. And they're really ending on a high note. You can take in the Boston skyline, relax, listen to some smooth, soothing saxophone.
So that's Lihi Haruvi. You're hearing her play an original tune called On the Way Back. And she's originally from Israel, is that right?
Yeah, Lihi was born and raised in Israel. She studied at the prestigious Thelma Yellin High School of the Performing Arts, and she was the official arranger for the Israel Defense Forces Orchestra. And during her military service, she was chosen to represent Israel by performing as a soloist around the world. She's playing with a trio out here in the harbor for her gig, but she is also a member of the Berklee Global Jazz Institute, and she's worked with Joe Lovano and Terry Lynn Carrington, among many others.
So quite a talent, and I have to say the idea of great saxophone music on Boston Harbor on a sunny Sunday sounds fantastic
to me. Yeah, nice way to spend the day, and it's well worth the $15 you'll pay for the ferry on the way out.
To get to Spectacle Island.
Yes, right.
That's right. So that's this Sunday at 1 o'clock on Spectacle Island. Jim Sullivan, editor of JimSullivanInc.com, thank you so much for all your picks and happy Labor Day weekend.
Same to you, Magna, and audience.
Well, you can find more information about all of Jim's picks at RadioBoston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Our show is produced by Jessica Alpert, Amory Sievertson, and Melissa Galvez. We had production help this week from Shannon Dooling and Aisha Siddiqui.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston. Mm-hmm.